You're with SBS Radio.
Kita mengalih ke masalah yang lain. Kali ini kita akan simak laporan yang berkaitan dengan NDIS atau National Disability Insurance Scheme yang akan disampaikan oleh Bapak Riki Kusumo berikut ini.
Pendengar, National Disability Insurance Scheme atau NDIS menyediakan bantuan bagi warga Australia yang memiliki cacat permanen dan signifikan. Sejak diluncurkan pada tahun 2016, NDIS telah membantu hampir 150 ribu orang. Namun beberapa warga Australia dari latar belakang budaya dan bahasa yang berbeda telah tertinggalkan. Berikut ini rangkuman yang disusun oleh Audrey Bourget tentang hal itu. NDIS merupakan perubahan besar dalam dukungan yang diberikan oleh pemerintah Australia kepada para penyandang cacat. Matt Wright adalah manajer cabang NDIS untuk keterlibatan dan inklusi.
So the National Disability Insurance Scheme, or NDIS, is a new way to provide support for people with a significant or long-term disability. And the aim of the scheme is for people with disability to live an ordinary life like any other citizen, and that's a life as part of the community.
Ia menjelaskan bahwa untuk memenuhi persyaratan mendapatkan bantuan NDIS, orang-orang perlu memenuhi beberapa kriteria.
Well, it wasn't still safe, but it was better than DRC. Once my cousin got attacked, and we believe he was from the people that were still after us, so we were not really allowed to go outside and play because we never know, one of us may be kidnapped or something bad could happen to us.
Jika Anda merasa memenuhi syarat, hubungilah melalui situs web NDIS, www.ndis.gov.au, atau dengan menghubungi nomor 1800 800 1100.
People can first go through an access request process to ensure that they are able to receive support. Once a person meets the access requirements and becomes a scheme participant, the process of making an NDIS plan then begins, and we will assist people by guiding them through that process to assist them to receive the necessary supports that they want. And when the NDIS plan is approved, then participants can choose which service providers or what types of equipment and those types of things. They have some choice.
Settlement Service International menawarkan program yang disebut Future Ability, yang membantu organisasi multikultural dan kelompok masyarakat yang bekerja sama dengan NDIS. Manager program Future Ability, Georgia Sogalis, mengatakan banyak orang yang menerima pensiunan orang cacat mengira bahwa mereka akan kehilangan pensiun itu jika mereka masuk ke NDIS. Namun itu adalah kesalahpahaman.
It's important for our communities to know the package that gets approved for their disability needs. The money that comes with the package is in addition to the disability pension. So if they're already receiving a disability pension, the NDIS will not stop that. They will get both. Pension is for day-to-day living, and the NDIS package is to help them for the areas of need that relate to their disability.
NDIS dapat menjadi rumit untuk dinavigasi, terutama jika bahasa pertama Anda bukan bahasa Inggris. NDIS memiliki sumber daya yang diterjemahkan dalam beberapa bahasa. Sogalis mengatakan Anda bisa mendapatkan juru bahasa gratis untuk membantu Anda.
The National Disability Insurance Scheme made available access to the translation and interpreting service available for people who do not speak English properly. And so people can ring the TIS 131450 and ask for the language that they want help for, the NDIS. And then the NDIS will be in touch with them and walk them through the process of what they need to do.
Cathy Ning adalah pengasuh untuk putrinya, Laura, yang berusia 20 tahun, yang memiliki kecacatan intelektual serta Prader-Willi syndrome, yaitu gangguan genetik yang langka. Sementara mereka gembira dengan rencana NDIS untuk Laura, namun Cathy Ning mengatakan pada awalnya hal itu tidak mudah karena ia harus berjuang dengan bahasa Inggris.
For several 2 years, the language was the barrier to help build my confidence and to seek help and to ask the right question. But that could lead a lot of non-English and cold community to vulnerability because it is very challenging. And challenging barriers as we cannot advocate to appropriate question and seek advice to make supported decision for our loved ones that we care for.
Namun dalam 2 tahun terakhir situasi itu telah membaik. Naing menyarankan untuk menghadiri kelompok dukungan masyarakat dengan orang-orang dalam situasi yang sama, sehingga Anda dapat berbagi pengalaman Anda. Ketika datang untuk membuat rencana dengan NDIS, ia mengatakan penting untuk terus bertanya sampai semuanya masuk akal bagi Anda.
People need to realize and be patient about the rollout of the NDIS. Not to be scared and take that risk of doing self-manage and plan-manage and ask questions and make it simpler in your own language and feel comfortable with the person that is interviewing. You know, making sure, am I asking it what I'm supposed to be asking? You know, you have the right to ask the right question.
Sementara sekitar 20% dari orang-orang yang memenuhi syarat untuk NDIS berasal dari latar belakang culturally and linguistically diverse atau CALT, data menunjukkan bahwa mereka hanya berjumlah 7,2% dari jumlah orang yang memiliki rencana NDIS. Dwayne Cranfield adalah CEO dari National Disability Alliance, NEDA. Organisasi itu adalah sebuah organisasi yang mengadvokasikan hak-hak penyandang cacat dari latar belakang budaya dan bahasa yang berbeda-beda. Organisasinya telah bekerja dengan NDIS untuk menjangkau lebih banyak orang.
There would be a whole, you know, group of people who would be eligible for the NDIS who are getting nothing at the moment because they don't know about it or they're suspicious of it or they don't have the supports to get into it. I mean, some of these processes are really quite difficult, and if English is your second language and you're not proficient in it and you don't have those advocacy supports that can help you through that process, these things are really difficult to get into. So that's what we're trying to do now, is to try and get those things happening.
Matt Wright dari NDIS mengatakan mereka ingin memasukkan lebih banyak orang-orang dalam daftar black dari latar belakang dalam skema itu.
We're working very hard with the organizations that represent CALT communities to ensure that our services are culturally sensitive and understand the needs of people from a CALT background and to provide our information in as many languages and formats that make it the scheme as easy as possible to access for people from a CALT background.
Meskipun NDIS memiliki peran untuk menyederhanakan layanan dan untuk lebih mudah diakses, Dwayne Cranfield mendorong agar semua orang untuk menyebarkan berita ini.
We've got to get the word out to those people in the community. They've got to go to their community leaders and they've got to start banging on the door as well. We just can't do it all on our own here in isolation. The CALT community needs to come into that as well, and those leaders need to start pushing as well. For access and information.
Untuk mendapatkan informasi lebih lanjut tentang NDIS, kunjungilah situs web www.ndis.gov.au atau hubungi 1800 800 110. Jika Anda memerlukan interpreter, silakan menghubungi TIS pada nomor 131450.
Nah, itulah tadi Bapak Ricky Kusumo dengan laporannya tentang National Disability Insurance Scheme atau NDIS.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.